Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
T-N-T, District 12, get ready, District 11, get ready, District 10, District 9, get ready, District 8, get ready, District 7, District 6, get ready. District 4, District 3, get ready, District 2, get ready. Get ready, District 1. Area code 404. Get ready, catnip, water, water, drip, drip, drip. Area code 281. Pump up the tires. Don't be late. Get ready, bus lady. Area code 754. Miss on lady. Get ready. Danny in Dallas, get ready. Area code 360, walk. The brother from another mother. Get ready. Hit me. TNT. Oh, sookie, sookie now. Hey, TNT. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? So you're ready. Cause Oki got you ready. Then Tony got you ready. Ray got you ready. Then Pam got you ready. DC got you ready. G-Man got you ready. The Mods got you ready. And Dad got you ready. Tish got you ready. 865-281. Some of the callers, just for fun, got you ready. Congratulations to Iraq, the Coalition of Nations, Dinar Land, and the TNT family. Now, the RV is ready. It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Super fantastic family. Today is Friday, April 12, 2024. Raven 98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. It is a fantastic Friday, or super fantastic Friday, or fabulous Friday, which it is indeed Friday. So, right, I need you to do two things for me. First of all, is read the text I sent you. And second of all, is let's make sure that 404 is the last person on the call today. Can we do that? They might not do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, what's the good news? Good news, we are here and ready to go. The good news is every single contact we have so far today has said this is it. This is the final weekend, the final piece. This is what we've been waiting for. And some of you may already be seeing changes as we speak. So it is in fact in motion and going. Let me see. Danny sent me a text this morning, just so you guys know. I gotta find it though. Anyway, the other day it was up. Wait, Danny's here, right, Ray?
Hello.
Let me see. I'm going to say, when we get to him, I'll let him explain it to you guys. Because he's excited about something. I don't know what it is. I think he's here. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll get to it. And it'll be interesting. All right. All three letter agencies, all of them, today. Our sin is done. It has begun. We will see it over this weekend. We will see it over this weekend. They narrowed it down a little bit more than that, but I'm just telling you, over the weekend, just so you're not anticipating it every minute. The weekend starting after 4 o'clock Eastern today is when it starts, but we will see it over this weekend is what I'm being told everywhere. Banks are ready. Their people are ready. They're on standby, not 2-hour standby. Nobody gave me that, but they have been notified. They'll possibly be working this weekend. So, and there's nothing in the news in Iraq about the rape today. Everything is about the meeting on Monday with Zardari, what it's going to be about, what he's going to bring up, what Biden's going to bring up, and they're both going to bring up the last 15 years. Discussing where it's headed, where it needs to go, and we're going to see what kind of agreement comes out of that. Our only potential hiccup, and there may be a potential hiccup, is if Iran decides to attack Israel today or tomorrow or 10 minutes before they announce the RVA here. Depending on what kind of attack it is, which everybody is anticipating, they're saying it's imminent, but nobody knows what it is, how big it's going to be, and what is Israel's retaliation going to be. Are they going to disrupt the whole Middle East? That part we don't know. So if Iran is smart, which they usually are, but if they are, they'll wait till after the RV announcement. They'll wait till after Monday when this is all said and done, and then do what they're going to do. Because nobody's going to go back and pull the money back. Nobody's going to go change the rate back or anything else after it's done. They'll stop it if they do something before. If they're smart, because then they got more money they can steal from Iraq. So that would be, I mean, the best thing to do. But Israel's gearing up for it right now. The U.S. sent more troops over, gearing up for it right now. Everybody's feeling the heat. We're just hoping they wait until Tuesday and don't do anything until Tuesday. People in Iraq, they want the holiday extended until Tuesday. The holiday's over with on Sunday. They want it extended until Tuesday. And they are filling up their internet and Twitter and Facebook and everything else asking the government to extend it until Tuesday. I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see. Anyway, there's no bad news, guys. Everybody, all our contacts in Washington are saying it's done, done. They said, hey, it's going to be done by today. They got called back that it is done. Not going to be done. It is done. Everything is done. There should be an announcement over the weekend right now is where we're at. And the only thing I can see stopping is depending on what Iran does and when they do it, because everybody else has agreed. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. Rich Sun says, can a visitor in the SA do an exchange while they are here?
You guys need to call the bank so I don't give you bad information. We were told you need to be here 180 days in order to do it. Now, anybody can go to the airport, exchange a little bit of money. That's what they're there for. So, yes, but you're starting hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars into an account, you need to check with the bank and see what the requirement is. Okay. What's next?
All right. Same thing applies, I guess, for Canada asking about Zim. Can they exchange the Zim in Canada? I guess they'll call the bank. D Gold says, Tony, I am from Sacramento and have been in this game since 2013. I was wondering if you were at which branch you are going to.
He's wondering what branch I'm going to?
Right. He wants to go to the same one. He's in Sacramento.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to a branch in Sacramento. Because in the past, I was told that I either have to go to San Francisco, or I have to, I know you guys are not going to believe this, but I have to go to Texas to do my exchange. So I'm not going to do it either one of them. I mean, hopefully, I don't know, but that's what I was told in the past. Those are my two choices based on what I have to sign, discuss, and whatever else, if I got to go through all that. So I won't be exchanging in Sacramento at all, is my understanding. Now, I'd love to go right down the street. I can tell you, though, that one of the exchange locations years ago we used to have was on Watt Avenue. One was on Watt Avenue. It was a Wells Fargo. And so there was a Chase that's on Fulton, I think, or somewhere. But anyway, we'll get all of them. But yeah, unfortunately, I won't be here.
Dale Broa says, with the dinar rate having a limit at the 2850, if we miss the 2850 rate, can we expect to still get a higher rate than 4x from the banks?
No. I think once the 2850 is gone, the contract's gone, and I don't know. It's between you and them at that point. I just know at 2850, we get a certain percentage. So they're going to be negotiating during that time frame until it wins. Some are going to get 2850, some are going to get a lower rate, some are going to get 2850 up to the maximum amount, which was 20 million, right? Of 20 million. And I don't know what they're going to drop to after that. It depends on what you negotiate. So now if you're looking at 2 months from now, 3 months from now, people who are just figuring out, I think they're just going to get the 4X rate. That's all. What's next?
Elder JB says, I just left a bank, inquired about the rupiah. They looked on the screen and said that 100,000 rupiah can get me $572 at the window today. What say you for leverage, deal or no deal?
I don't know. How much did you pay for it?
Let's see. Rupiah is normally between $70 to $90 per million. And they're going to give him, you said for $100,000, you're going to get $572.
Times 10 is $5,000 for something he just paid how much for?
Probably
how much
between
you say was per million?
$70 to $90 is the average price range.
Well, I would already cash that out. Went online and bought me some more dinar today. Guys, there. Is somebody going to give me that right now, or go buy some more wherever you bought it from? If I'm standing at the counter right now today, I got rupiah, and they say here's your $5,000. Then why would I leave right out, go right online, or go wherever I bought that rupiah and buy $5,000 more worth? I mean, that's just me. But absolutely, it's $70. If I paid $70 for it, they're willing to give me $5,000. and I buy more. And you're only talking about 100,000? That's it? Absolutely. But I'd be about it. That's all. Right now. Okay. What's next?
Anchor 7214. On your last call, someone mentioned the age limits regarding Zim. I don't remember hearing that. But anyway, says, I thought the person was speaking about the humanitarian projects, whereby if a person was 65 or older, then they would not be required to have a project if they didn't want to. Can you explain the requirements after age 65? Because that call made me sort of confused. Your answer did not mention anything about the humanitarian project.
Well, I'm absolutely shocked, surprised, and amazed. First of all, that Ray even read that question. And
yeah,
second of all,
that, up.
That he didn't even tell you, you did not hear none of that on this call. None of that was on this call. Because there is no age restriction on any amount that I've been told about. That's something somebody else has been telling you guys. There is no, N-O-O-O-O, no requirement to have a humanitarian project. And I've talked to every banker and bank involved. None. It's something somebody else is telling you about so they could sell you a project, sell you a trust, have you send them your money, whatever it is, this idiot's over there telling you. Nobody, not the Treasury, not our committee guy, not none of the bank representatives I'm talking to, not any of the exchanges have ever said there was a requirement for a humanitarian project or that people over 65 were going to be treated differently from people 55. Even though people at 65 are a lot smarter than people at 55. I truly believe that, especially since I'm 65. But anyway, guys, years ago, we had heard something from the guy they were going to try to restructure, especially people with a lot of money. But as we've always said, that would be prejudicial against AIDS and everything else, and there's no way they could get away with that. Because I'm 65, I can't have all my money, or you want to give it to me in bits and pieces, but somebody's 35, you're going to hand them a lump sum? Again, who does that make sense to? Again, what kind of lawsuits is that going to be? So you did not hear that question answered or discussed on this call. Because I don't believe in any of that idiot mess. Yeah. I took over Ray's spot. I'm surprised he even read it, but go ahead. Ray, you there?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't go off on
him. I'm tired of these folks now. Let's end this thing. Live callers, 619 area code, you're on.
All right. Hey, Tony, good afternoon, Ray. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Everything sounds positive. Lots of good news with the exception of Iran. Have your sources given you any idea what contingency plans might be? I mean, this is just about a certainty that they're going to attack Israel and or U.S. bases?
Well, I don't know, because they have some options there, and that's what they're looking at. They have some options. They don't have to attack Israel directly. I mean, Iran doesn't. They're going to have one of their little minions do it, you know, where Israel can go ahead and blow them back up and it'd be over with, not be escalated into a world war. But all I can tell you right now is Israel is moving their troops to the front. The U.S. has moved additional troops over there, ready for anything to escalate, and we wait. we're just hoping that, again, they wait till after Tuesday. Now, everybody knew they were going to wait till after Ramadan. So Ramadan's over. Now we got to wait, till after EID, which is ending on Sunday, holiday, the celebration, and then get to, I'm just hoping they wait till Tuesday.
That would be nice. It seems like there's a track record of their militias or Hamas or somebody attacking about a day or two before this has been scheduled multiple times in the past. I guess that's the only thing that doesn't give me a lot of comfort, but hopefully you're right.
Well, anyway, it doesn't give me a lot of comfort either, but it seems like there's always another instance or somebody instigating or doing something crazy at this time too. But right now they're saying it's done, over with, it's gone too far. As long as it's not a major war or conflict, this thing's happening this weekend.
All right. Well, make sure the ducks stay in a row and keep our fingers crossed. Thank you much for taking my call. I'll move on.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
360. Erico, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Greetings,
hey,
sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. This Ray, and congratulations, Ray, especially, that you continue to surprise your brother. And I think that that's a good thing.
Okay.
I realize that may be open to interpretation, but I think all in all. And Tony, just so you know, being 65 now and you're thinking about, boy, oh boy, how much I know. Listen, 65 and 75, the analogy to kindergarten to graduated from college goes when you hit 75. Because all of a sudden you realize, oh, man, the light goes on. And ask Danny, because I'm sure he's closer to my age than you. And so I'd be interested on his take is on it, that as well. But I was surprised now to get down to business.
Wait, because, you know, there's a lot of people that's not 75 yet. So they want you to clarify that statement. So you're saying...
About the light going
75,
on?
75, we become brilliant, but right now we're just a bunch of idiots. Is that what you said?
Is that an idiot? Remember, there's more on in the soul. There are classifications of that. Before you get, you can't just go straight to idiot. You have to think about the other two first. So let me just tell you that when the light goes on, and I believe it, Tony, I believe it'll go on for you. Of course, you know, Ray's younger than you, and the fact that you can still have him surprise you, he may be a little bit ahead of you in that wisdom. You know what I'm saying? I know it sounds a little bit scary to you, but don't. Oh, God, I didn't think this phone call would be this much fun. My first question, Tony, would you remain with the same advice you've given before, and I'll tell you why I'm asking the question, that go ahead and keep living your life until this thing actually happens, because in a couple of days, you know who and I, the boss, we're supposed to be heading towards Hawaii. And I know that's not in District 12, but I guess I'm just wondering, I shouldn't cancel the trip on the basis of this might happen, considering all the things you've mentioned. We should continue to keep our reservations and all that. Is that you still saying the same thing?
Well, let me tell you something before I answer that question. Let me tell you something. So I'm a big sports guy.
Yeah.
So I watch all the sports. But more importantly, I watch the contracts that these guys are getting. And they're getting, you know, $100 million contracts, $300 million contracts, $80 million contracts for a couple of years, whatever it is. And then they do something crazy and the NBA or the NFL finds them $5,000 or finds them $50,000. And I'm going to say to myself, you just gave me $300 million. You fined me $5,000. Well, if you're just going to charge me a nickel every time I do that, then woot it up. I'm going to do it all day long, right? Does that make any sense? Like you're doing something. And the reason I'm saying that is I'd live my life to come Monday morning, well, I paid $2,000 or $3,000 for those tickets to a Hawaii vacation. It's gonna be a drop in the bucket if this RV happens. Now, if I cancel it and it doesn't work out, the RV doesn't happen, I'm gonna be miserable and look what I missed out on. So I said all that to say this: live your life until the moment it happens, and then change your life.
Well, Tony, congratulations, because you said yes in about 2.5 minutes, and that's a quick, nobody's going to use me trying to get you into a rant. So I dodged that bullet. So I'm glad that that happened.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, this is a great call. I can't tell you. Anyway, the next thing is the idea, and that the gentleman before me brought it up, and I mean the plausible deniability and all that kind of stuff that we know and we've said for a long. When I say we, I'm saying you primarily, and most everybody that I haven't heard too many folks disagree. That they would like to always scuttle this because they've established the fact they don't want that to go through. So I haven't heard anything from you indicating the fact that they would like it to go through and then have it blow up in their face. So I guess I'm a little bit confused as to the reliability of whether or not there or the Houthi or the Hamas or who anybody else is going to behave so that this thing can go through. Am I being naive?
No. We got to look at what's going on right now today, though. Okay? Today, all their banks are frozen. They can't get any money through. The situation is changing. Today, they are looking at Sudani going over there, getting the U.S. to agree to unfreeze their banks, let them get back in the game, because it's going to happen anyway. So they're at that point where, hey, we think this is just going to happen now, so we better play nice, because when he gets here on Monday, we want him to talk Biden into letting us back in the game. So if we do something, I think, to destroy it wouldn't benefit them, especially if it comes direct from Iran. And more importantly, I think it'd give Biden something else to talk to Sudani about. This is why we're not doing it. See this right here. He's already got to talk to him about the militia in Iraq that's influenced by Iran. You got to talk to them about Iran's government influence, okay? And now they give him something else. So that's why it makes sense to me for them to wait, because they know we're this close. And if everybody else, whatever we're saying, is done, they're at the final play of the game. You know, hey, you played, you lost. Let's see how the next game goes. And that's why I think we are. But you cannot tell a crazy person that they're crazy. Or you cannot tell. Hey, this is not going to go well for you, even if we can see. This is not going well for you, and I'm going to do it anyway. Because some people just do kamikaze type BS, you know. And I'm just hoping they don't.
Gotcha. Okay, I agree. All right. Well, listen, I'll get out of the way, and I'll be anxious to hear what Danny and CIA head lady have to say. So have a great day. And Tony, just between you and me, I can't tell you exactly what time Tuesday a.m., but if you have word and it hasn't been announced just yet, but you know it, and then you might give me a tweet and let me know just so that I can say thank you, thank you, thank you, and tell the world after when the story comes out. So have a great day. And again, congratulations, Ray, to you. And we'll remember this day as a magical day where you you continue to surprise your brother. And believe me, it'll be the story.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good day, you guys.
Okay.
All right.
972 area code, you're on.
Doug Lanning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I was wondering if the Ukraine has a currency that they're selling, like the dinar was selling.
Well, I guess I haven't looked into Ukraine's currency. Somebody else did, though. I think they asked me a couple weeks ago. A month or so ago, but it's something to look at.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Been a great show. I've liked this show. I listen to it often. I've been listening for years. I do not have a computer. I have a cell phone, a little flip phone. But I really appreciate you guys doing the show.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
We appreciate you being here, too.
All right. Thank you very much, man.
Okay.
Have
thank you, sir.
Day. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
You really think?
972 area code. Back to back.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Well, I heard you talking about me. I'm not sure I can fill the bill on that. It is a continuation of what I mentioned on Wednesday. I checked my spreadsheet, and I had gained about 20 times what I normally expect. And then I sent you a copy today. It wasn't as drastic, but it was at least 10 times more than I expected. So something's obviously going on. When we were talking about it this morning, Tish had a response to that. She's been watching the dollar value. I don't understand when they say the dollar's worth $1.05. That doesn't compute for me, but she seemed to think that my observing this drastic increase was because the dollar was valued higher. I don't know about that. So it's just activity, and I'm a simple carpenter. If I can read it on a tape measure or cut it with a saw, I'm pretty good, but I don't understand this part. I'm just watching it, and I want to take advantage of it when it happens.
Okay, so then
it
went up by 20% on Wednesday, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And it went up 10 times at 20% today, right?
Tony, no, I didn't catch what you were saying. It went up 200. Hold on a second. It went up 20 times. That would be 2,000%, wouldn't it?
Okay. And it went up 10 times that today, right?
No, it went not quite that much. It went up about 1,000% today. Now, it all settled back down to the normal observable increase, but just these about 6:30 in the morning on Wednesday, and my my amount of $330,000 is what I checked at 7:45 this morning. So when I saw that, I just fired off a screenshot so you'd see that. I don't know what it means, but with all the other activity and Tish's input, when she tells me the dollar is worth $1.05, I don't understand that. But I can do this comparison to other currencies. So whatever it means, there may be somebody on the call that knows what I'm talking about better than me.
Okay. So the RV is happening. It's a global currency reset. Numbers are growing. What we've been told is we will see the RV completed by this time, this day. Not today. I'm just not telling you guys exactly what day it is. But we should see the first movement of what's occurring in the system today. Actually, starting last night is what he said. And I think that's what you're seeing.
It may be.
You're seeing money being moved, as has been explained to me today, to where it needs to be moved to, which is effective rates, and that's what you're seeing in the market.
I'm satisfied with that explanation.
Okay. It's the only one I can give you, and it's based on what I'm being told, and that's why I was impressed by your numbers. Okay?
Got you. Okay. All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
206 area code, you're on.
Greetings. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing, young man?
No, I'm doing just right up there with you guys. Ain't no juice in being less than super fantastic, right, Tony?
That's right.
And right now, I can't think of your fantabulous sir to the nth degree, I believe, is the way you say it, Ray. And I'm right there with you. Life is always better than we can even imagine. So I'll just be kind of for fun, a sentence or two in response to Walt and in response to you, Tony. I don't know about you guys, but what I have learned is that at age 75, and particularly in the last year or two, I have learned more than the whole rest of my life, including getting a medical degree and all that stuff, which doesn't amount to a hoot. But what I learned was, guys, that the older I get, the dumber I am, not the smarter. I realize more and more how much there is to know that I ain't never going to know. And it just makes you humble. And once you get humble, you get real comfortable because you know it ain't all about you and it ain't nothing that you're going to all fix and make better. So you can just relax. I don't know if that's what 75 years of living has shown me. But the question I have for you is, were you given, it sounds like you're saying, and I don't want you to tell it, that's not my point, but were you given a date and time for over the weekend? Is that what you're kind of saying to us?
Well, you just said you don't want me to tell you, but you asked me the question.
I don't want you to tell me the date and time. I just want to know whether I'm reading you right, that in fact you have been told a day and time. I don't want to know what it is. I just want the yes or no. Am I right about that?
I have been told a day we should all be able to see it. Yes.
Okay. And again, I'm not playing CIA on you, but I notice you keep saying you hope that the guys in Iran hold off until Tuesday. So does that mean that the weekend could extend all the way through Monday?
Well, most weekends do. Saturday, Sunday go through to Monday, yeah.
know through Monday, till the end of Monday, because you keep saying you hope that Iran will hold off until Tuesday.
Well, I include Monday because it's the 15th of April. It was always back room door, even though everybody said it's supposed to be done before the 15th, because it is the day when Sudani actually meets with Biden and they start talking about something, whatever they're going to structure and make those agreements. So I was hoping Iran would wait till after that happens.
Good. Great. Now, these are just simple questions. Can you say which agency told you that they have a concern that the one thing that could hold it up would be bad behavior by Iran? Did some agency tell you that, or are you just kind of guessing that?
Nope. No agency told me that.
Okay. You're just guessing that. Okay. Well, the last thing I have to say to you and to Ray is thank you guys so much for putting up with all of us out here in the yonder hinterland. You've been so patient, the pair of you, and you've just shown so much dignity and character, even when people get crazy and disrespectful, even more than the information. You've given the whole family a great opportunity to learn what it is to be gentlemen, and I thank you for that.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
909, Erico, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
Ray, a question for you. I mentioned on Wednesday that maybe you get a chance to talk to one of the bankers about a snack shop on the boulevard to see if you have any follow-up on that, or did you have a chance, or they didn't tell you, or just a follow-up on that?
No change on the boulevard.
Okay, no change on the boulevard. Okay, and Tony, in your opinion, can the CPI increase the dinar with a new rate without the WTO acceptance?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Absolutely. The rate's going to go now. They're not going to be fully accepted into WTO until May the 9th.
Okay, thank you. 301, Erico, you're on.
All right.
301.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good money in it.
All right, 702, Erico, you are on.
Hello?
702. Okay, you're off. 918.
Hold on, Ray. Hold on. Can I take a break for a second?
Okay. Hold up. Wait. 918.
I just want to tell you guys something. I want to tell everybody something. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell who said it or not. I'm just not supposed to. So, one of our members was in Cancun on a bus. I don't know. You got to stop me if you heard this story before. But one of our members was on a bus in Cancun with other tourists, and they started talking about various things. Eventually, one of the ladies on the bus said she had them. Oh, okay. All right. So this is Mahjong Lady's story. She wanted to tell you guys, but she's at work right now, so she can't come on and tell you. But she wanted you to know. So she was on a bus in Cancun, and one of the ladies on the bus said that she had dong. Oh, said she had them. So Mahjong Lady told her, well, I have Zim, Dong, and IQD. And then the other people, 6 out of 10, said that they did too on this bus of tourists. 6 out of 10. I bet this was something to ride to be on. Said they had been listening to various calls, some TNT, some Bruce, some Frank 26. But she said she couldn't believe it, and that it really solidifies to her that this is real. She wanted to come on and tell you she's back at work today, so she couldn't. That's why I'm explaining to you guys right now. And we see this, and we'll hear it probably from people all over the country, because I have people all the time that run into others, then they act like they don't know what they're talking about. I get these stories, and they pretend, well, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? Until they get it out, and then they'll find out crazy stuff. Some crazy guy named Tony does this, or this site TNT go on this, or one of the other ones. But it is great that the word is out there, that people you don't know, maybe sitting right next to you, are about to be millionaires, multi-millionaires, or billionaires, because you don't know how much they have. But the thing is, there's more people who are involved in this or believe in this than you know. So I wanted to share her story because she couldn't. All right, Ray, now let's go.
Okay, 918, Erico, you're on.
Yeah, guys, I hope you guys are doing well today. I got to say, Tony, early on in the call, you mentioned that the possibility of you going to Texas. Can you just see the everybody waiting on you? I mean, the bus lady's going to be sitting right there at the gate. Oh, yeah. We want to make sure we got to get pictures. You got to get pictures of that one.
Look, if you guys don't know, when Ray went to Texas, I think Danny was right there at the airport or somewhere. Where did you see him at, Ray? And he knew it was Ray for two really good reasons. Well, he was the only black guy with a white cowboy hat on. It got to be Ray. Look, Ray. Yeah. It will be something.
Well, I think being that I think after all the years I've known the call, you're a betting man. How do you want to bet on this situation with Iran attacking? Because basically you've said over and over again, they don't want this to happen. Which is worse for them, fighting Israel or doing the RV?
So let's look at this. That's a good question, too, just so you know. If Iran starts something right now and stops the RV right here at this point, their banks get shut down. They get new sanctions. So that means we have to shut down some more banks. We've already told Iraq they can get sanctions if they're doing anything with them when this happens militarily or anywhere else. So it's going to make it even harder for Iran than it is right now, today, because we're this close. The whole world is ready for it. It's about to happen. It would be a grave mistake, I think. Now, afterwards, Iraq is flowing. They got their new rate. All their banks are opened. He's been able to make some kind of agreement to bring them back into the fold or the banks that were closed, so they can continue to figure out ways to smuggle money and steal money from the Iraqi people. It's better, and they let one of the Houthis or one of the other militias attack Israel or retaliate to Israel on the side, so they can have not deniability, but not direct contact. It would be the smartest way to do it and keep everything flowing. So I'm hoping they see what I see, and that's what they do. What I'm looking at is on every channel of news you look at, every newspaper, they're saying something is imminent and nobody knows what, so everybody's preparing for war. That can't be good.
No, that can't. But the old saying goes, you mess with the bull, you're going to get the horn.
That's right. And I fully believe if they do. I mean, you just got to imagine. I mean, look what Israel did to Gaza. Oh, if something else happened that's bigger, they're ready for all out war. Let's go. Let's do it then. You know, and I mean, I hope it doesn't go there, but they got to know. That's what they're ready for.
Yeah, you're so correct. Basically, gentlemen, I hope it's this weekend, and I hope everybody has a good feeling about it, and good luck. God bless.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, that takes us to 205. Here we go. You're on.
What's going on, fellas? This Bama boy.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Man, not much, man. Man, I just want to first ask you, how in the world you going to start this call off talking about it ain't no bad news, but if Iran don't bomb, that's horrible news.
No, because that's not really news. That's just a but. All the news is good. It's done. It's over. It's being processed. You're going to see bits and pieces of it. And this one, you're going to see the final. Oh, that's good news. So
that is, that's, great news.
That's good news. All the that's agencies crazy. And Washington are saying it's done, over with, and this is our weekend. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying the only thing that can mess it up is Iran. I'm just not sure they're going to. But I still had to put it out there.
Yeah, we pray it don't. But okay, so you told us all that. Did you hear anything from your market people, though?
No, I haven't heard anything from the market people because they're being quiet. But, I mean, it's okay because, again, I don't really need that because everybody else is telling me what's going on blow by blow and this hour and coming out of the meeting, this is what happened and everything else. So the market people don't make the decision. They just be notified. Now, they don't even have to notify them today, right? Because it's not going to be until after 4 o'clock on Friday. Market's going to be closed.
That's true. That's true. Okay. And I know you said you ain't hit nothing out of Iraq. So, like, after the holiday of giving, like, they, like, nothing, no announcement, no giving, no Lord of Noms trickling out, nothing from Iraq. Just over there?
Well, the holiday of giving is over until Sunday. And the people are asking it to be extended till Tuesday because they want to be part of what's given. So we don't know until it's over. Again, he's supposed to be, by Monday, it's supposed to be done. Supposedly, it's done because they're saying it's done right now. It's a strength. So I'm going with that. And they will still be able to enjoy during the time of giving. I mean, you know, there's tonight, there's tomorrow, there's Sunday. That's still wide open.
I got you. Okay, and last question for Ray. Hey, Ray, so when you went to Texas, did you put that hat on so you could try to blend in? Or you walk around in Carolina with a cowboy hat on?
Listen, if you want to ask him something, you should ask him to send you the picture.
I didn't have that hat on at the airport anyway.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, so Tony just threw that in. Okay. I had to find out that Tony exaggerates sometimes, but okay. Mm-hmm. I got to know you wear the cowboy hat.
I did then.
Okay. Okay. I got you. All right, man. That's all I wanted to know, man. Our weekend, man, and this will be our last call before the deep call. So y'all have a blessed one, man.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
704 area code. You are on.
Good day to you. I had a question for Ray.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that Itera Care that you had put out. That's a good health benefit for everybody, and TrueDose.com is something I wanted to give back to you to check into. And so that's all I'll say about that. But wanted to find out, we had talked about $9,500 coming out of the exchange center. Is that for per couple or per spouse?
I have no idea. Maybe per transaction.
Okay. Okay. How much, do you know, if you know this, how much does exchange, the whoever's in charge of the making the exchange decisions, what kind of percentage do they make off of our totals?
I don't know. So here's the thing. Even if I did know, I wouldn't tell you because it doesn't matter because that's their money is what
yeah.
they're getting. Okay, it's not going to affect us in any other way. But I will tell you, so you guys don't think it's wrong, yes, they are getting a commission. That exchanger, that bank, everybody is going to get paid a bonus check off of this deal. But that was written into the contract 15 years ago. But it doesn't matter. You know, people used to ask me that all the time. I travel around the country. I'm on the stage. I'm doing, you know, a presentation, sell, prepay, whatever it was. And people used to always ask me, well, how much do you make? And I was making $10,000, $30,000 a month, a little bit more. But my answer was always, well, what difference do it make? The only person get to spend it is my wife. So, I mean, what difference do it make? All right?
Yep. Okay, well, appreciate that. That's all I have for today, and look forward to meeting you all on the other side.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Rayren 98. How are you?
Greetings. Fantabulous, sir.
Good morning.
Great.
And yourself.
I have two quick questions. I'm great. I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm great. And I have two questions that I want to ask. Okay, Tony, to your knowledge, the NDA is still 2 to 4 pages, as originally stated, correct? To your knowledge, there hasn't been any change to that, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And my second question is, do you anticipate with this all this good news and this occurring, 95% occurring between now and Monday, of getting the 800 numbers anytime soon? Are we close to them giving those to you?
We are close. As a matter of fact, I think I inquired about it yesterday, or it was this morning. So I'm waiting to get back a response. But yes, we are close.
Awesome. Thank you both. Thanks for all you do. And I'll mute out so someone else can come in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome. Let's see. Next is 817, error code. You're on.
Hi, Ray. Hey, Tony. This is Art in Southlake. And Tony, if you end up coming to Texas, we'll welcome you with open arms and give you good, great Texas hospitality. However, you might have to take a covered wagon from the airport on into the city.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Anyway, this is great news. I'm so excited like everyone else. Now this is a question. We know the IQD has a rate on the screen at the bank, and the Dong and the Zim also have rates on the screen at the bank. Is that correct?
I haven't asked them about the other currencies. We just really talked about the IQD.
Okay, I was thinking that you had gotten information that the Zim had a rate and was...
You're absolutely right because actually you sent me a shot of the screen. So, but anyway, go ahead.
And I was wondering about, Ray, you just commented there were no changes in the Boulevard. is there a rate assigned to the boulevard that's on the screen, or exactly where does that stand?
We haven't received any changes, and that's why he says he thinks it's the same. Nobody has notified us that it has changed.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. You know, if Iraq waits until Tuesday for any kind of an attack, we'll already be rich by Monday. Is that right?
You mean if Iran waits until Tuesday?
I'm sorry. Yeah, if Iran waits until Tuesday for any kind of an attack.
Well, that's the premises that we're operating on right now at this moment, yeah.
Okay. And I'd like to, years ago when I was practicing, I went to a negotiating seminar. And they told us, they said, you know, remember this, everything is negotiable. You never know unless you ask. And all they can do is say yes or no. They can't shoot you. It's against the Geneva Convention. I'll never forget those three items that we learned at that one particular seminar. And I just wanted to share that. Okay, well, listen, that's all the questions I have. Thank you all very, very much for all you do for us, and I do mean that sincerely. And look forward to our exchange coming up this weekend. Talk to you all later.
All right. Let's hope so. And listen, guys, I think we've talked about it throughout the years, and that's negotiating 101. If everybody has a sticking point, it's going to be just before you get ready to start. Oh, wait, one last thing. I need you to agree to this before you sign that. And that's just negotiating 101. Put that last little bit in there, and you have to have the personal resolve to say yes or no, or particularly to say no. I'm not doing that. You guys got me all excited, and you're here, and now one last thing, no. But it's going to be up to you. But you're negotiating until you're not. And absolutely right. Closed mouth don't get fed. That's for sure. But you need to remember, in the end, you're the one who decides if you get up and walk away or you stay there. That's you. You're making that decision. All right? Who's next, man?
All right, 918, area code. Did you hear me, Tony?
Yep, I heard you. 918.
918.
I don't hear them, though.
All right. 202 area code. You're on. Oh, wait a minute. Let me hit it again.
Wait, 202. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
There we go. 202.
Well, yeah, gentlemen, how you doing? I think you had me muted there.
Yeah, that's all right. I got you. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, this is JW. Has it been turned back over to the Treasury from the United Nations, or the United Nations still has this in hand to be able to make the decision to let it go?
My understanding is it's gone, guys. So whoever did it, whenever they did it, everybody is saying it's done, gone, it's in the system, it's moving. Like I said, he said we can see glimpses of it today, and then we should all be able to see it over the weekend. Everybody should be able to see it. And I personally think that's what Danny's been seeing since we've seen it for 2 days, is glimpses of it actually occurring.
Okay, so if it's gone, what chances of them stopping or halting it if something happens, you know, as far as a crisis breaking out in the Middle East? I mean, since it's already gone, wouldn't that still be able to continue?
You know, you can turn the lights on and they're on until you pull the plug and then they're off. So
okay.
It's not done until it's done. It's in the process, and we should see it done over the weekend. but nobody's currently trying to stop it. So I can't say it's not. Anything can be stopped until it's not. And that's it. It might can't be undone, but it can be stopped right in its foot tracks if that's what they decide to do. So that's the reality, guys. We just have to live with it. Hope it doesn't happen.
Okay. You said that we could walk out with $9,500 cash. I mean, is it possible that we'll be able to walk out with four or five bank checks with various amounts?
No, they're not doing that at your exchange, guys. They're going to tell you, here's your account, here's your money, you can get this $9,500 cash. Anything else you need to do, you need to make an appointment with your wealth manager, your private banker, or go down to one of the streets to one of the banks who's not doing exchanges and take care of your banking business. That's the way you're going to have to do
it. Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate all you do. Hopefully this is our time, and you guys enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of the weekend. Hope we get some good news back from you tomorrow.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Sir.
610, Erico, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it is another dynamite day here in the USA. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go over how to get on those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, scroll down to where you will see the sentence that says, click here to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on those click here instructions. That will then take you to the payment support page, where at the top of the page it says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, it says this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address there, please double-check the spelling. Make sure everything in that email address is typed in there correctly. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name, your last name, and then under your last name is a block to type in your SMS phone number. That is your cell phone number, ladies and gentlemen, where you can receive text messages. Please double check your cell phone number. Make sure it is typed in there correctly, so that when Tony sends out those text messages, you'll receive them. Under that is the all-important subscribe key. After you've clicked on that subscribe key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen. Your email address and cell phone numbers are now subscribed to the lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. Now, your next step in order to activate those subscriptions is to then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information. At the bottom of the page is the blue pay key. After you've clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen. Your payment has gone through successfully. And now your email address and cell phone numbers are active on the lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. Please keep in mind, it still takes 48 to 72 hours for both of those lists to be updated. So remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as a reminder to everyone, if you change your cell phone number or if you change your email address, you are responsible for going back into the system, making those changes, and after you've made those changes, remember, you must still subscribe to the paid members list, and after you've done that, remember, you must send in a new payment in order to activate those new changes so you'll get the email and get that text message when Tony sends them out. And as a tip for everyone, it is better to make your payment from a desktop computer, laptop computer, or your tablet. They're bigger screens. It's easier to see the entire payment support page from those bigger screens. And as Tony has said on previous phone calls, if you're still making your payments from your cell phone, turn your cell phone sideways. So you'll have a little bigger screen on your cell phone. You'll just have to scroll up and down a little more in order to see the entire payment support page. Again, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all you do for us. Make it a dynamite weekend. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. All right, guys, to clarify after this,
thank
it
you,
is the
thank
weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Hopefully this, oh wait, oh, 404 didn't get to go yet. This is 404 even here?
No. Oh, you ready to wrap it up?
Oh, I thought we were, but okay. Let's go. We'll keep going.
All right. We get this 512. You're on. 512. Here it goes.
Thank you. Tell me about here all around.
Okay. 337 area code.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Tony, if you have to go to Texas, I hope they put the biggest cowboy hat on your head and make you ride in that wagon. And you better hope bus lady ain't at the airport to pick you up. Ray, I'm going to ask you the question that everyone has been wanting to ask but has not asked. What special music have you picked whenever we get the phone numbers?
Well, I get the same answer that I've given the other people that have asked that question.
Oh, I didn't hear anybody who asked that one.
Oh, if they haven't asked the question, they've asked. So you'll know it when I play it.
Seriously though, whenever we go to the RV, the money that is going to be going back to the bank, we can't put any of that money in a trust or anything before they take it, right?
Before who takes it?
No, that money is going to be their money to use throughout the contract. that you have.
Right.
It's still going to be your money, okay, but it's going to be theirs to use. So, yeah.
So the interest that we're going to be paid on that, is it going to be negotiable, whether it's annual or monthly or quarterly?
Yeah, that's up to you.
What I'm saying is, is it going to be figured on an annual basis, and we're just going to be able to get it monthly or quarterly?
Well, quarterly. Yep, depending on what you negotiate.
Okay. Thank you very much. I've only been doing this for about a year listening to y'all, but it's been very informative, and I don't see how y'all been able to stick through it all this with the ups and downs. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, 404 Erico, you are on.
Again, thank you, Tony and Ray, for all that you have done for us, and certainly it's been a very much of an informative call, filling in all of the unanswered questions that have now been answered. You've talked and referenced quite a bit, Tony, about the Tuesday and the fact that the Iraqi population has been requesting that it be extended. At what point are they anticipating that they would get the okay on that? Have they actually extended it, or it's just the request has been made and we're presuming? Kind of curious on the timing for that. And if you can answer that question.
They are asking. It hasn't been happening. I mean, it hasn't happened. I don't even know that
Right. Government
officials are even discussing it. It's just the fact that they are asking it on social media and the sites and everything that it be extended until Tuesday. So there's an article that came out saying it. But nothing says that the government officials or Sudani is even debating it or thinking about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was curious, was whether or not it was one of those things that, you know, is kind of a groundswell of requests coming through, and whether or not it's been actually officially, you know, so noted, or whether or not the Iraqi people would be, you know, kind of saying, we are in fact going to extend this giving through, and I was jotting it down that it was through Tuesday, not to Tuesday. Again, semantics. Correct.
And it could be. It just said Tuesday, whether it's till Tuesday 8 in the morning or 12 at noon or 6 at night. It just said till Tuesday. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, and also kind of curious, the mindset of the Iraqi people at this particular juncture. It's been a while since you've given us a feel for how the Iraqi people are.
Well, the ones that I talk to, I mean, they just feel like it's here and it's done. And like everybody else, we're going to see it this weekend. They thought it was supposed to happen before he goes to Washington. So everybody is anticipating this before Monday. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world could be disappointed. I don't know. But right now, everybody's looking before Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like it would really be making the meetings the first part of the week in Washington really highly positive if something were to have happened prior to then, so that there could be celebrations going on pre, during, and post, so that finally all of this is over with. And whenever it does happen, we know that 10 days, our countdown begins to our very special TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project and all of the giving that we'll be able to do ourselves. So appreciate it. And thank you. As all the other callers have said, we appreciate your tenacity and diligence in all of this for all of these many years going into decades. So we appreciate it. Have yourself a real great weekend. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you
for not forgetting me after saying, oh, the other call. My question, if I may, one other thing, percentage-wise, because somebody else asked you on percentage on this. The fact of this being, are we looking at being 99% this being the final call or 100% pre? In your opinion?
I'm going to go with exactly the number that they went with. It's a 95% chance, because that's the number they went with. 95% chance. This is the
so you haven't gone to 96.
Okay.
Okay. Just checking. Right. Ray, do you concur?
Sure.
Okay. Just checking to see if we've got unanimity on that. And again, thank you ever so much. Have a great, great Friday. Appreciate
all right.
It. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wait, Ray, don't play the music, though. Hold on a second. No, let me get this up. Listen, guys, on TNT, so everybody understands it, because people still texting me and emailing me, and I'm just not answering you guys on purpose, because I think I'm being clear every single phone call, because I don't need to have 30, 40 more individual conversations about what I'm saying. If you pay your TNT, if you pay today, then it's good for 30 days. I am hoping to have the new system up within 30 days. Now, if you didn't pay, or those who haven't paid and supported, when they announce the RV, whether it's tonight at 10 o'clock, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, Sunday at 12 o'clock, whatever it is, I'm taking the payment options off the screen. I'm going to leave $100, and I'm going to leave it up, which I haven't decided yet, because people are 24 hours or 72 hours, people say it's too much time. It's just for the $100. So now you pay that $100, and that's for people who haven't paid before, or people want to renew for 30 days from that date, and it's trying to get you guys involved, those 30 days haven't run out yet again, without getting people from all these other sites who haven't participated, haven't been part of TNT and everything else, because we don't even want them in at this point. We don't need them. So it's $100. That's going to be good for 30 days or until the new site comes up, which I'm hoping comes up in 30 days. But if it doesn't, it will be good until the new site comes up. When the new site comes up, everybody will get an email with the option to join the new site, the new email list, which is going to be a minimum of $1,000. And I've already discussed that, and I'll explain it again. It's going to be something totally different. We're no longer talking about the dinar or anything else. It's people who want to go on and talk about new income opportunities. I'll tell you what I'm doing as far as investments, structures, things. Other members will come in and share what they're doing. You'll be able to form groups, among yourselves, do some investment. And that's where I'm going to pick the names for the IMF. Whoever goes into that investment with me is going to come from that new group, right? Those are the names that they're going to let me turn in. The new system is going to work differently. You're not going to be able to share the link because it's going to be an individualized link. Hopefully in the show, if you pass it on, mailed it on, not only will it be to delete and block you, but whoever else you send it to. Because it's going to have to be a totally different system initially going in. So it will be individuals, and I'll slowly be narrowing it down, dropping this one out. Okay. That's the system itself. That's how it's going to work. I think that was plain English. The other thing that I need you guys to get ready to is 10 days after the RV, we're going to do our TNT Day of Giving. For years, we were going to do one day, that one day, and that's what Ray referred to. That day, we were just going to go blow it out. But people have been talking about 10 days or TNT Give-A-Thon, and I thought 10 days is a great time to do it. Over a 10-day period of time, people can feel comfortable. And the way I'm going to do that, you guys don't have to post your pictures. I mean, you want to post the information on the websites, everywhere else, because we're trying to blow it up. We're trying to show the people who need to see it that we, in fact, gave back. But show the people that you're giving it to. Let them post it on their Facebook, their Instagram, or yours, or however it is. Put the articles up. You don't have to be in the picture. You don't have to have your name. I mean, waitresses do that now all the time. People on the streets, if you want to, here, this is what I did. You don't have to include your name on it unless you want to on your Facebook or here. So you gave somebody $1,000. Somebody will love you for it, or $5,000, or whatever you choose to do. What you will have to do, though, and I'm going to have a site, PNT Donates, and blah, 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 and you're going to have to prove to me that it's you doing it. So however you decide to do that, but you're going to have to prove to me that you're the one who did that. So with your picture with them, with you giving it to them, whatever it is, I'm certainly not going to share it, post it up, or display it to CBS News or anything else. But you would have to prove to me that you did that, or I can't count it as one of the ones that's involved. Doesn't that make sense? Yeah, that makes sense to me. So that's going to be a different place where you're going to have to email that proof in to me. I want you to post it all over. I want every government official who didn't want us in this or who did want us in this to see what we did, and we deserve to be here, and that we did what we said. We're going to give back. TNC is giving back. It should be the entire Dinar community, really, because all these other sites benefited off what we went to do to make happen. And I'm going to say benefited off of me putting a target on my back personally, because that's what happened. And here goes the other part. I'm going to do a mailbox for you guys to send in your personal letters, proof of what you want to say to President Bush, who put us in this, who allowed us to come into this. Those of you who want to personally thank him, tell him what it has meant to you and what you plan to do, however you want to do it. Also, these letters will be in the books that I plan on giving him, and in the museum that DC said he was going to build about this whole thing, if he's still going to do it. That's where those will go. Also, to President Obama, who is the one who decided to let us stay in this when everyone else wanted us out, when other government people, who I will not name at this time, who will remain nameless, were making a heavy push to get us out of it. And President Bush said, we deserved our place at the table. Those are his words. Those were his words. And I know, because they came right to me. And they came to me. Well, okay, I'm not going to tell you. But anyway, he said, you deserve your place at the table. So, and we did it. And then President Obama, and I'm saying for all of us, but if I haven't told you guys, for me personally, who, when they came on the call together and he told some people, leave him alone, not doing anything wrong. By leave him alone, you're not doing anything wrong, saves all of us. And I'm telling you that. And leave them alone. And he went as far as leave him alone. And I got that personally. And if we want to say thank you to him for letting us stay when everybody tried to put us out. But you want to do that, I'm going to give you the address to send those in to, so they will be included at the end of this. So those are the two big things that are going to happen at the end of this. Out of all that, you guys can see, while you guys all just got rich and going out buying your boats and cars and planes and going on your $1 million vacations and buying big fancy houses and everything else, I got to keep working. Matter of fact, I got to work even harder now to get this stuff done and get some people to help me get it done and everything else. And I still got to plan all our trips around the country and do the presentations, do the seminars, do the parties, do everything else where you guys all just be on vacation. So know that. But that's the future. It's what it looks like. And what they say comes with great power comes great responsibility. With leadership comes great responsibility. And it's okay, because I'm going to do what I got to do as long as we all do what we need to do. Okay? Yeah, I mean, we earned our place at the table. What did I say? We earned our place at the table. I thought that's what I said, but anyway. Anyway, that's what we can look forward to. Why am I telling you about it? I'm thinking about it. I'm feeling good about this as of this morning with everybody saying what they're saying and not saying we're almost done. We're having our last meeting. Actually, they said the last meeting has occurred. This thing is already in motion. You should see parts of it, but you should see the whole thing over the weekend. Again, they did give me a date, but I'm not giving it to you guys because I want everybody holding your breath or waiting or not sleeping. And it's a long weekend. So just enjoy your life. Watch for a text. Watch for an email. And then we'll get this party started. All right? So with that, without Ray playing the music, I want you guys to do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, be excited, but don't hold your breath, all right? Be super fantastic while you're doing it and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe God's gonna do it.
your future.